Centres set up in the UK capital London have played host to thousands of Iraqis who have turned out to vote in the nation's parliamentary elections. The vote comes ahead of the polling day on April the 30th in Iraq, amid ongoing violence which started to escalate last year. Despite not living in their home country, many Iraqis felt that to vote and have a say in the nation's future was their duty.
This didn't come very cheaply, this didn't come very easily. A lot of people had to die, thousands upon thousands of people had to be killed and become martyrs because of this and for this to happen. So our role today is to express our votes for the freedom and the future of our country.
The turnout at the vote here in London is high, with organisers saying it runs into the tens of thousands. For many of the people we spoke to today, the concerns they have are fighting terrorism and combating corruption, which is stifling the government's ability to function. But many are hopeful of a brighter future for Iraq.
We couldn't breathe in the past, but now we are happy to do what we want to do.
Very happy. I would like my country future is very good and change everything. And I'm very, very, very grateful.
And the voters were almost unanimous on their thoughts as to what the main problems facing Iraq were.
As we vote here, it is a civilized way, hopefully that...
The election results will be released later this week, but whichever parties come out on top for the Iraqis here, the fact that millions are resorting to peaceful ways to make their voices heard is a clear rejection of the tyranny of the past and the terrorism of the present. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.